Welcome to Quest Student Leadership, where we are empowering and equipping you to build strong young leaders. I'm your host, Tom Tony, along with my co-host, Casey Dennis.
Hey there.
And Casey, today we're going to talk a little bit about the idea of coaching leadership. Coaching leadership, we'll break this down for everyone. I want you to think back to when you first started to drive. How did you learn to drive? What was the process like for you?
Picture this. White, big Buick. I'm in the front seat driving. Mom's next to me. Dad's in the back.
Oh, my.
Now imagine this. Casey, go. Casey, stop. Casey, go. Casey, stop. Casey, go. Casey, stop. That right there is the picture of me learning how to drive.
That's it. That's your driving experience.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. So was it a struggle for you? I mean, was that difficult?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. It was just
nerve-wracking.
Here we go. Yep.
So obviously you progressed out of that. You've become an okay driver.
Today I drive myself to places. So yes.
Yeah.
I have a driver's license. Boom.
It's so interesting. I'll never forget. I failed my first driver's license test. And I did because I was so used to driving by that time. I drove a stick shift 1981 brown Toyota Corolla. And when I went for my driver's test, I drove with one hand on the steering wheel and one hand on the stick shift.
Okay.
That's how I'd done it. We weren't a block away from the start of the test. And she said, just turn around and go back. You're done. I was like, what happened? She's like, you can't drive one-handed. So I had to go back.
Come on.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But it makes me think of this idea that, you know, we think about driving, and that's a big deal. Driving's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's your freedom, but it's also important to do it well.
Right.
Because it could be dangerous. But at some point, you just kind of got to get out there and do it. You know, you can go through all the classes. I remember going through the driver's ed classes in high school and watching the films and having the simulators and all of that stuff. And that was great, but nothing can prepare you for the real world, like the real world.
Yeah, there's no road rage class. you know what I'm saying?
That's
or how
true.
To deal with someone with road rage.
Yes.
Yeah, so
no,
yeah, you're
true.
Right. Life is the greatest teacher.
So there comes a time when you just kind of get out there and you got to go for it. You have to go do the presentation. You have to make the decision. You have to test the theory. It's really the only way to know if what you're imagining is actually going to work. You
right.
got to get out there and do it. Experiment with it. Try it out. You know, so whether you're trying a new approach, retooling a process, building a team, at some point, you have to give it a shot. And I think about people like Walt Disney. I know this is maybe a little even cliched to use this example, but we know that Walt Disney, I think it was 7 times he went bankrupt.
Yeah. Wow.
On his way to creating Disney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at what point do you go, this isn't going to work?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But he kept going. Thomas Edison, some say 1,000 times, some say 10,000 times. If it was 100 times, it's still a lot.
Yeah.
To try something, to get out there to do it, not succeed at it, and keep trying and keep going. If you read Abraham Lincoln's life, man, what a challenge that he had in life. And we know he had success as well, but all these things happened. I think it was about 10 or 11 times that he tried to be elected to office and won twice.
Wow.
Failed all those other times. And one of the times that he won was president of the United States. You know, so in all these examples, you see Disney, you see Edison, you see Lincoln, and so many other people that are just like this, that they got out there, they did the work, they learned, they grew, and then success finally landed, and their impact on the world around them is absolutely undeniable, indelible.
Absolutely. And it reminds me of the quote, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Yeah. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. If we don't try it, we're not going to have any success.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. And I want us to think about this where it concerns empowering and building strong young leaders, that there comes a point when we have to put a student in a situation where they're out there, they're doing it, they're going for it, they're leading, and that we coach from a leading perspective. So what we're trying to pull out of them is not just getting the task done, but recognizing the influence they can have on their world, the bigger picture. You know, Thomas Edison, yeah, he was trying to invent a light bulb. Could he get a light bulb to work? But the bigger picture is that now we enjoy light whenever we want it, whenever we need it. Lincoln with emancipation, talking about Disney with all that he's done to impact our journey and our trajectory as humans. And that bigger picture influence is what we don't always often think about when we're in the middle of a task. And that's what we want to try to help coach our kids in is, hey, there's more in you. Your actions. So say, for instance, that a kid is acting out in class. Yeah, we want them to stop the behavior, but we want them to also make the connection and how they're influencing their world through those actions.
Absolutely. And I've seen this play out time and time again with students that I've worked with. What I tend to do is if I'm seeing something in a student that needs developed,
yeah,
I'll put them in an area that will develop that. So I'll give them an assignment or a okay. task that draws that out. In kind of how it plays out practically for me,
yeah.
as they may, like you said in a previous podcast in Quest, we try to encourage students to perform.
Yeah.
And so if a student is kind of backwards or shy, I may throw them into an acting position just occasionally.
That's got to be comfortable.
To make them like uncomfortable and to get them outside of yeah. their comfort zone
right.
and to help them to start to understand, like you said, there's more to them.
Yeah.
Now they might not be the greatest actor
yeah.
or they may never grow up to be the next Brad Pitt necessarily,
right, yeah, yeah.
but that's not the goal.
No.
The goal is to develop.
To develop their character. And specifically on this topic today, because we've talked in the past about coaching for the future. We talked about it in Coaching for Change, coaching for the future, developing these characteristics in them that we know are going to impact their journey down the road. And today we want to parlay that idea into helping to coach their recognition that they have an influence on the world around them. So you go back to this idea of maybe this kid that you're talking about is afraid to kind of get out of their box. And so the conversation would go like, we don't just want you to become non-shy, right? So our goal is not to create a non-shy kid.
Right.
Our goal is to help them to see the value of who they are and how it influences the world around them. So think about it this way. We're going to put you in acting, and here's why we're going to do that. We know it's going to be completely uncomfortable. You're probably not even going to really like it.
Right.
You might find out you like it, but might not too. But here's what we want you to know is that you influence your world. People are watching you. They're taking their cue from you. And so the more confident you become in who you are and recognizing that your actions are literally impacting and influencing how people around you make decisions, we can help to develop in you a strength of character that is mindful of that, right?
Right.
So rather than just doing whatever comes to mind, now I'm being mindful of how my actions might influence those around me.
And, you know, you can put students in these situations at very young ages. You don't necessarily have to wait till high school
right.
to put them in a situation where they're speaking in front of a group of people.
That's right.
You can do that in third, second grade.
Yeah. And the sooner we get them out there in that role, the more we can help to shape and mold this perspective.
Right.
Now, I want to be watchful and careful because I don't want us to get the idea. I want our listeners to get the idea that we're talking about helping kids to care so much about what others think that they act a certain way based on what they think other people might think about them.
Mm, yeah.
That is not the goal.
Right, no.
Yeah, that's dangerous. That whole idea of comparison can be very destructive. What we're talking about here is making decisions from a perspective of responsibility, that I recognize that what I do and who I am plays a bigger role than just my perspective, my world, my universe.
Absolutely.
And I have influence. I have influence on the kids sitting next to me. I have influence on the kids on my team. I have influence on my siblings. And that bears a responsibility with it that I have to be mindful of how I'm influencing and thereby leading others with my actions, my mentality, my attitude, my work ethic, and so on.
And to quote John Maxwell, leadership is influence.
Yes.
So if we can get our students to understand that they have influence, one.
Yes.
That they can confidently use that influence
right.
to change the thinking of other people and to change it for the good.
Yes. And so we talked earlier in an earlier episode in Coaching for a Change that we're coaching with the future in mind. But in this, what we're talking about here is that we're not only coaching with the future in mind, we're coaching with immediate impact of influence in mind. And so when we are navigating a behavior issue, we're navigating an effort issue, we're trying to help a student to grow, the conversation and the dialogue includes, remember that there are those around you that are, they're learning from your actions. They're learning from your influence. Sometimes they're taking confidence because they watch you make the adjustment. Sometimes they take permission because they see you doing something that you know is not right. And so what we're endeavoring to do is to open up their mind to their impact on the world around them, because that's beginning to shape already their leadership mentality. And, you know, and in the Quest Student Leadership System, this is a key component.
Yeah.
This is really where the rubber meets the road for how the system works. All the curriculum, the materials, the processes that we build into this help to create this environment, but it's these conversations that really truly begin to shape the mentality of leadership for young students.
And the process that I see happening a lot in Quest when I lead is you teach the principle, you let the kids practice the principle. So if you're teaching them how to respond to authority, you're letting them actually practically play that out. If you're teaching them how to lead, you're letting them practically play it out. And then you use how they went into the moment, and then you use that to coach them, and then rinse, repeat, recycle, rinse,
right,
repeat.
Right.
And that's just the constant model. And it's really what I have found is what makes Quest different than other leadership programs.
Yeah.
Is we're not just teaching them the concept of leadership.
Yeah.
We are asking them to now go in play,
right,
now go out and drive,
that's
and
right,
do the things that we're asking them to do, because
yes,
we know we don't learn until we do things.
Right. And as they're doing that, we're showing them you are modeling, right? Not only are you doing the task, not only are you have the responsibility, but you are modeling that,
right,
for others as well. And so that impacts their approach and their mentality. And this is where we begin to really coach leadership.
Yeah.
Right. Leadership, we know, we've talked about this before, when you ask the question of people, what's a great leader, they never name an action-oriented item. They always name characteristics: great communicator, compassionate, visionary, willing to get in the trenches, hard worker. It's all these characteristics that we hear again and again. And so what we're wanting to develop in our students is this mentality: I'm a leader. I'm an influencer of people.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I'm not paying attention, even if I'm not on purpose influencing, I'm influencing.
Right.
So I'm a leader at all times, and that, and getting them out there in that, giving them the chance to drive, giving them the chance to lead is where we get to teach that.
Absolutely. And I've even found that kids that were called the trouble kid or the kid that never listens, when they become a Quest student and you're introducing these principles that we're talking about, where you're saying things to them like, hey, people are watching you, you are an influencer, you are a leader, the drastic difference that it can have in a child's life, to where they go from being the troubled kid,
yeah,
or the kid that gets on everybody's nerves, and now they are seeing themselves in the light of how other people see
it's
them.
Good.
And it's actually really powerful to
it
watch.
Is. And one of the things that we can do to draw their attention to this is to ask them who in your life influences you.
Yeah.
So you could start in the classroom if you're in a class setting. If you're in a team setting, you can start on the team and ask the question, who on this team, who in this class, maybe who in your family, who in your world influences you? And I'm not talking about stars and athletes. I'm talking about people that they know. Who has an influence on your life? Let them talk about it. Maybe name a friend or a relative. And then ask them, what is it about that person that causes you to want to act in a certain way? And they start to make the relationship between what I see and what I do. So they understand the idea of influence. I'm being influenced by them. And then we just simply turn that question back on them. If others around you are influencing you, then is it possible that you are influencing others?
Right.
And we begin to open their mind to the idea, oh, wait, wow. You mean I might be influencing others in the same way others influence me? Not maybe. Absolutely.
Right.
That's happening. And so now what are you going to do with that? How does that shape their behavior once they recognize, this isn't just about me? One of our patent pending sayings in Quest Student Leadership, it's not about you.
Yeah.
Right? It's about the world around you and how you're developing to influence that world. So Casey, what's a good challenge for us on this topic that we can take away this week and go try to practically put this into play?
Let's all try this. As developers of students, let's create an opportunity this week for our students to get some skin in the game.
Okay.
Let's create an opportunity for them to lead, for them to get outside of their comfort zone, like we talked about in our example earlier, for them to drive. Let's give them the keys in some way.
Okay.
That's safe, where they can fail, that we can also follow up with them and help them understand how they influence their world.
I love it. Okay, we're going to do that then. And we would love to know. So as you try this challenge, as you dig in and put this to work, let us know. Go out to our Facebook page at Quest Leadership, K-U-E-S-T Leadership, and let us know. Message us. Let us know what you did, how it went, what was your experience. We'd love to hear that. So until next time, keep developing strong young leaders.